With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. North Carolina set a new record for early voting.
The State Board of Elections says nearly 4.5 million North Carolinians cast their ballots early this year, including 4.2 million who did so at in-person voting sites. That far exceeds the previous state record of 3.6 million in 2020. Many feared that after Hurricane Helene caused widespread damage in the western part of the state, voting might be impacted. Instead, state officials say turnout in the 25 counties hardest hit by the storm was 58.9%, about 2% higher than the statewide average. Bob Agner reporting.
Podcast host Joe Rogan endorsing former President Trump. Rogan made the announcement on X while promoting an interview with Elon Musk, while saying the Tesla CEO makes what he thinks is the most compelling case for Trump you'll hear. The former president sat down with Rogan for an interview last month that lasted around 3 hours. On the campaign trail Monday, President Trump said it's imperative that all of his supporters vote.
If we get everybody out and vote, there's not a thing they can do. And if we don't, they have to get every person that ever signed anything in that horrendously dangerous party that's going to destroy our country.
Weather on Election Day expected to be mostly favorable, with some exceptions. Voters in western Montana may have to deal with the blizzard conditions, and snow also expected in parts of Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. Most of the rainfall is expected to impact the central U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, forecasters say Tropical Storm Rafael is expected to approach the southern U.S. later this week. Rafael was upgraded from a disturbance in the Caribbean Monday afternoon. It's the 17th named storm in the Atlantic hurricane season and is expected to become the 11th hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says the lower and middle Florida Keys could experience storm conditions beginning late Wednesday. This is SRN News. A new project for the United Methodist Church.
The UMC General Commission on Archives and History has opened a resource center at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey, that focuses on gay Methodists. Earlier this year, the UMC voted to abandon its Book of Discipline and its biblical statutes, formally embracing same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. That decision also formalized a split in the denomination that has seen thousands of churches abandon it and tens of thousands of members quit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on protesting outside abortion clinics goes into effect in England and Wales, but it leaves a question mark over whether pro-life demonstrators who pray silently will be breaking the law. The statute bars protest within 150 meters of clinics. It also makes it a crime to intentionally influence the decision of a woman seeking an abortion. This is SRN News. Three Chinese astronauts returned from the country's space station.
An anchor from China's state TV reacted with excitement as the crew emerged from the capsule after touching down at 1:24 a.m. A Chinese national flag stuck in the ground near the capsule flapped in the wind. In recent years, the country's space program has brought back rocks from the moon and landed a rover on Mars. It aims to put a person on the moon by 2030, which would make China the second nation after the United States to do so. I'm Karen Chemas.
A remote-controlled robot safely returns with a tiny piece of melted fuel it collected from inside one of the three damaged reactors at the tsunami-hit Fukushima nuclear power plant. It's the first time since the 2011 meltdown. The mission is not over until it's certain that the sample's radioactivity is below a set standard. More details at srnnews.com.